Okay, everybody. So we're at the bottom of 49B. We mentioned if a person was Oymidimus follow, he remembered that he already davened already. So we said Rav said Choytech. He stops right where he is and he ends Tfilah. Shmuel says, Eino Choytech. He should have said better Lashon. I would have preferred him to say Gomer to finish the Tfilah completely. Okay, we pass on like Rav in this regard. Shem Bar Vav b'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, v'levai sheyispal adam kol hayoyim, lo mashein tefillin mafsedah. So that seems to be a raya supporting Shmuel's shita that you can finish your whole tefillah and you don't have to be mafsek. Now, before I do the next gemara, I just want to bring your a little chazara over here. If you go back to the Beis Amud Aleph. Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara was discussing over there the inyanim of Suffolk. It said if a person was Masupik, whether he said Berachas Hamazon or not, he's Chayzer Mavarak because it's Suffolk Yeraisa Lafumra and Berachas Hamazon Yeraisa. Then it says Suffolk his Palo, Suffolk lo his Palo, I his Palo, he should not daven again. We said the reason is because it was a Sfeika Darabon. Then the Gemara quoted that sock. But if it was Suffolk Hispal, Suffolk Lo Hispal, he's Eino Chayzer Mispal. That's not like Rabbi Yechanan. That's what the Gemara said over there on Beis Amud Aleph. Because Rabbi Yechanan said, "Olvai Sheispal Am Kolayim Kulay," and therefore, you could daven, okay, if a person was Masubah. I just want to mention that now because we're going to see the Gemara is now going to be a little bit. There's going to be some question about whether that's true. That Gemara seems to be holding like a certain sheet that we're going to see in just a few minutes. Okay. So let's go to Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Rabbi Zeir bar Kumei Rabbi Yaisi. So he asked the following question. Les Milsei Rabbi Yechanan Omra. Don't we see something from what Rabbi Yechanan said? We're going to look at the Haredim inside to get an understanding what exactly what's bothering him. Suffolk is Paul, Suffolk is Paul, I is Paul. And if he's Masupik, he should not be Miss Paul. In other words, the way Rabbi Zeir views Rabbi Yechanan's statement, he saw in the words of Rabbi Yechanan just the opposite, that if someone was Masupik, then he should not be Miss Paul. Now, how did he see this in Rabbi Yechanan? Let's look at the Haredim. See, top line. The Vadai ki halavai, the words of Rabbi Yechanan, top of 50, well, 50, page 50, the 50. The top, right, the Vadai ki halavai, when Rabbi Yechanan said, halavai sheis palotim kol hayim kuloi, lo l'shem chay v'komar, the words halavai means, you know, like, halavai we should be able to do this, you know, like so that means it's a nedava, it's not a chay v'tahare yotza, he was yotza already. If he's Masupik, if he daven, he should not daven unless there's a condition. Meaning, so what he's trying to say here is, I think it says it in the bottom also this way, is. I didn't mention that on Daf Beis, we mentioned that when it says a person for Masupik, whether he davened or didn't daven, al yispal, he should not daven. Now, Rabbeinu Yoin over there is quoted in the Haredim as saying, Rishus, if he wants to daven, he can, but the Rashba is chayuk on him. Because the Rashba says, no, it says that that's not like a Yechanan. And what's the problem? And he quoted Hagoin, which I think is Hagoin maybe. That said, that the problem was davening twice would be Baal Pesach. That was the famous Rashba that we quoted over there. So it could be there is a problem with davening twice. If you daven L'Shem Chova twice, apparently there's a problem. Let's just leave it out there. That if someone davened L'Shem Chova twice, it would be a problem. The problem would be, let's call it Baal Pesach for now. No, we're not going to get into the whole thing of Baal Pesach now. But that let's say that it is a problem. So now, if a person knows he davened already, and I just want to daven again, so that Rabbi Yechanan has no problem with. Halvai, she's palon, no problem. But if a person started to daven l'shem chova, this is what Rab Zeira is saying. Rab Zeira is saying that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if the first tefillah that you're saying that when you began it was l'shem chova, then you have to stop because you can't convert in the middle chova to nedava. And because, so if you can't convert it, then it comes out, you're being over on Baal Pesach. So that seems. You're going to say it's L'Shem Nedava.
What text are you
going to use? You could use the same text.
Endless loop.
But usually what you say, you have to be mice of something. You have a new bakosha in at least one bracha. So there's something new added.
Yes, that's it.
No. Yeah. That's what he seems to say in paragraph two, in footnote two, second paragraph. Since the person might still be obligated to pray, we fear he will incite the second prayer with obligatory intent. If he has already prayed, then it would violate Baal Taisif. So that person should not be mispal a second tefillah. It's not clear. This is it's not clear what Rav Zeira is getting at. He seems to be medayik something in Rav Yechanan, which is, it's not so clear. Even the Haredim, because he says the word halavai, I'm not really getting it so clear. This is the best I could do, is that the pshat is that he sees in Rabbi Yochanan only the idea that you could be mispal something, b'toras nedava, but if it's b'toras chayva, he sees that would not be allowed. Asa Rabbi Vu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, sofak nispal, sofak lo nispal, al yispal, and that is exactly what Rabbi Vu said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who was the Malmaimer of the one who said, Halvai Shis Palam Kol Yom Kulay. So he's quoting Rabbi Yochanan as saying, you should not be Mispal if it's Sofik. Now that statement over there, now at this point in the Gemara, it's Farkart from the Gemara in Daf Beis, right? In Daf Beis, we said, Sofik Hispal, Lo Hispal, Al Yispal, Deloik Rabbi Yochanan. Here we're saying, no, Rabbi Yochanan, that's Taka Hishita, that if you're Masupik, you should not be Mispal. Now we're going to quote Rabbi Hanina, who is like the Gemara in Daf Beis. Rav Chanina lo amar kein, ela bayan from Rabbi Yochanan. He did not say the same thing. He said that we asked for Rabbi Yochanan the question, Sofik is possible, Eli is possible, what should you do? I'm a loin, ela bayan, she is possible, call a young, lo amar shein, tu amar sedes. So this seems to be in line with what we said before, that he had nothing to lose. Okay. Let's go on. Now, we're going to talk about if you were davening tefillah of Shabbos, and it was Shabbos, you were starting to daven, and then you forgot that it was Shabbos. I guess you kind of like lost focus. You lost focus, and you started to daven a weekday tefillah. So what do? So you started saying the bracha about the chonein, v'hashi ben amin l'sorosecha, whatever. Rav Chuna Amar is Alger of Nachman Rayakim Rav Shesha. So the machlek is Amar. One says you have to stop right away. So you start saying, you remember, oy vey, it's Shabbos. Stop right there. That's how we pass. You finish the bracha that you started, and then everybody agrees. When it comes to Chayin Hadas, though, there everybody agrees you should finish the bracha. We're going to say in a minute why that is. I just want to tell you a personal Maisa Shoy with myself. It was December 4th or 5th, whatever it was, and it was Friday night. Had that night been a weekday night, we would have started to say the same Talmud Lebrach. But it was Shabbos, so we hadn't started saying it yet. And I went into a daze, and I started saying the weekday tefillah. And I got all the way up to Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Azos, Friday night, December 5th. And I remembered in Baruch Aleinu, before I got to the St. Talmud Bracha, that it was Shabbos. And I knew that the din is you have to finish the bracha. I didn't know, what should I say? Should I say the same Talmud Bracha, or should I say the same Bracha? And later I found out that the Bir Halacha clears the Shaila, and everybody wonders, how, who could this happen to? The Dihavot. I just want to let you know. I don't know. I don't remember. I hope it never happens again. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says, the Tana Karebi, the Tana says, like Rebbe, the Rebbe Omar, Tameani, Rebbe says, I don't understand. Why did they take Chonin Adas out of the Bracha, out of the Shemona Esrei on Shabbos? If you don't have Das, how can you say Tfila? You got to have Das to say Tfila. So you should have said Atachonin Das even on Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara is saying over here that as far as Chonin Adas is concerned, everybody agrees you should finish the Bracha. Even the whoever the Baal Plug that was, it doesn't say who helped what, Nachum by Yaakov or Sheshes. Right. Now the Gemara is going to talk about Das a little bit. Amar Yitzchak, Doli Yadeyosh, Sas Bench Neoskaris. Great is Das because it's found in a Pasuk, it's found between two Shemus of Hashem, Kikael Deos Hashem, so you see Kael and Hashem, and in between those is Das, so you see how great Das is. Okay. Also, in your Hashem with Das Elokim Timso, again, that you have Das between Hashem and Elokim. So, Das is very important. Now, we're going to go by. I'm Sakana. Our person is going to Sakana. So, it says in the Mishnah, what does it say? It's Paul Tefila Katsara, right? We say the Tefila Katsara. And you say, Hosha Hashem is Amkles Yisrael, Kol Pasha Seira, Yitzchakim Fenecha. Okay. So now, what was that? Yeah. All drachim. Wherever it's dangerous. So they say, so let's take a look. If you want to take a look over here at the Pnei Moshe, in the middle of the thin lines, it says, Kol Hadarach Bukeska Sakona. So the Pnei Moshe says, "Umispal tefila katsara kishahaylach be'ezah derech shiyya." So he's saying that what the Gemara has in mind here is that since all drachim are sakonas, so therefore you can say this tefila katsara wherever you go traveling. Okay, so a person goes traveling to New York, he can say tefila katsara according to this. It's unbelievable. Now we're not talking about tefila katsara according to him. Other Mepharshim say we're talking about Phil Sadarif. That's not the way he's learning over here. Where did I see Phil Sadarif? I thought I saw that someplace. Did I see it in the bottom? It doesn't make a difference. If Shemona Esrei, yeah, it doesn't make the most. Just 1 second, 13. That was between Moshe. Someone else said something else. Just 1 second. Hold on a second. Maybe it was the variant. It's in the variants in B. You'll see. It's not. Yeah. Right. Let's go on. We'll look at the variants in just a second. Okay. So first he said, "Kol Hadarach Bukeskas Sakon." And Rabbi Yanai could have enough of Achsanya, and he would go out to the Achsanya. That's where the king's soldiers were hanging out, and he had to supply them with food. He would tell his household, you know, where all the money is kept, where, you know, where the accounts are, the keys to the organization. He'd tell them, you know, where everything is. Rabbi Mana could have an ozo because he's afraid he wouldn't come back. When he would go to the bathhouse, I don't know if you've ever went to the to Masada. Anybody ever go on a tour, guided tour of Masada? You ever seen those bunch of concrete cylinders, round cylinders, like all lined up all over the place? And I never knew what those were. And he told us that what those are those were people would sit in the bathhouse in the water, and the water was heated up with fire underneath. They would have actual fires underneath that under that stone, right? So that was actually quite dangerous, because if that got too hot, you could get seriously hurt.
That's the definition of a hot seat.
Yes, that is a hot seat. That's right. So he would tell his family, you know, regarding the possessions. Rav Chanina braid Rav Shimon or Abba Shimon Rav Levi, Rav Shimon Levi, call a holy because kasato. Now he's adding another danger, which would be holy. So now, since he's adding holy into this list, so if you go traveling, if you go to a walk of sakana with the bathhouse or the king's people, or a chole, so now already doesn't sound like we're talking necessarily about tefillah katzara or about tefillah sederach. Sounds like we're talking about categories of sakana now. Where did it say that? It said the word Main Shmona Esrei. That's correct. That's correct. How could it read Tefillah Sederach? Why would the Rishonim be talking about that? It doesn't give you too much of an introduction, you know. Many commentators cite our Gemara looking at variant B in another connection altogether. And the question is, when you say Tefillah Sederach or Berachas HaGomel? All right. So you could say Ayin Shom. Now it says in the bottom to look in the Bir HaGra, Orach Chaim 219.78. So I just want to quote you what it says in the Machaber. It's very interesting. This is in Reish Yud Tes, Berachas Hodah HaSayachid. There's 9 Seifim. And in there it says the following. On Siv Zion, it says the following. Ba'ashkenaz v'tzarfas, ein levorchen kishaholchen me'ir le'ir, referring to making Berachas HaGomel, right? Shalachayvu el b'holchem mitbaras. D'shchichi v'chayis rois v'listed. So in Ashkenaz and Tzarfas, they did not say a gomel when they went traveling from one city to the city, only when you're in a place where there are animals such as the midbar. Right? Ubis Farad. What's Farad? Spain. Noagim Levarech. There they did have a minhag to make the bracha of Hagomel, even when they're going me'ir le'ir. Quote, Mitnei Shakol Hadrachim Becheska Sakona. I'm quoting the Shulchan Aruch here. So in Spain, they said Berachas HaGomel even when they went from city to city, quoting the Yerushalmi here, because all the drachim are becheskes hakona. Okay, and the Gra says on that spot, this is from Reish Dal and Aleph. I'm not sure what it stands for. Avachei Das Ramban, Moshe Kosev BiYerushalmi Gavit Filas Hadarach. Reb Shimon Bar Bob, B'Shem Reb Chanino, Kol HaDrachim, B'Cheska Sakona. Reb Yanai Kadhava Osel Gabi Achsan, Yahav Mifkin Bebeise. So the Gra quotes our Yerushalmi as referring to Tefillah Sederach. Gabi Tefillah Sederach. So he's learning the Gemara is talking about Tefillah Sederach, but he's using that as a makar for proving that you could be bench gaimel. The harosh cholek for kasav dezelonema rak leinyan tefillas hadarach. So the machlokas here in terms of the minog is how limited is the sakona. The Gemara says kol hadrachim kas sakona hein, right? So I'm just showing you this here that the Gra is putting this out as the two ways to approach our Gemara. Is the Gemara when it says like all drachim chesed sakonahim is for tefillas hadarach only? That's the general minhag of the Ashkenaz, and it may. But as far as Spain is concerned, it was expanded to also say you could bench gaimel. Okay, so that's these are the two things to keep in mind. Okay, Ayin Shom, very interesting. Now when it said it. The Gemara, the Mishnah said the words for the Tefillah Kutzara, And the Gemara here, all it's doing is it's adding a couple of words. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Asa, kol masha shliach tzibur, over l'fnei hateva, v'toveya tzorchei am kol lefanecha. Now, whatever the shliach tzibur goes up and says something on behalf of the tzibur, so that you also add into the tefillah tzara, it's very cryptic. He doesn't explain this Gemara too well. It says in the Pnei Moshe, kol masha shliach tzibur, l'tefillah ketzara hu d'mafarish. He's explaining the tefillah ketzara. He's saying that whatever the shliach tzibur says, v'lok rabbi yeshua masisin ele yomer k'fi masha shliach tzibur oiver, v'zeh halashin yomer gam ken hu. Whatever the shliach tzibur would say, he should also say. Not very clear here. Yeah. Yeah, no one's changing. I'm not changing anything about Shmoneh Esrei. But we're switching. We're going from when you're allowed to say the Tefillah Ketzara to whether you're supposed to say Tefillah Sederach in those cases, to whether you should bench Gadol. It's like it's all one big.
Whatever he says, you say.
It's defined. Hoshea, Zamchoy, Israel. Yeah, I don't know. I know it's a little cryptic here. Next, Reb Pinchas, Reb Levi, Reb Yerkanan, B'shem Reb Nachum de Galia. So Reb Pinchas, Reb Levi quoted Reb Yerkanan, who quoted Reb Nachum de Galia. Galia, he says, is Gaul, which is France, like Charles de Gaulle. So de Gaulle, I didn't realize that de Gaulle meant of France. Do you know that? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. Anyway, so over here it says Galia. Yeah, it's Scranton. No, Zeshu Eivel of Nehateba, ain't on him like boil his fall. Now, this is talking about when, you know, a person who gets up for the Yomid, unlike many people that I've seen, you're not supposed to just get up and daven aggressively as if you like the Yomid, you're the most roy of the whole tzibur to daven. You're actually supposed to wait for someone to ask you to daven. And if you are knowing that way, then there's a certain language that the tzibur should use when they invite you to daven. They shouldn't say, gay daven. That's not the way to say it. It's bo, ain't on lo bo v'hispal. Don't say go and daven. Ela bo ukrav. Go and come, draw near. Draw near.
Okay? Aren't you supposed to wait three times for them to ask you?
Yeah. I mean, three times. Yeah, that's a separate thing. The first time you're supposed to say no. The second time you're supposed to hem and haw. And the third time you're supposed to give in. That's another rule, yes. But that's, of course, only when the person that's asking you is not an Adam Hashav. And also, that's a Gemara. Yeah. I say Karbonenu. This is part of the invitation, I guess. Or we allude to these, I mean, with these words, we allude. When you say krav, so we're saying, do our karbonas, so to speak, our avodas hatzibur, you know, a tefillah, which is in the place of karbonas. I say tzorkenu, I say mechomosenu, I espandenu. This is your job. Remember, it says a shliach tzibur, the Mishnah in Brachas, right? Shliach tzibur shatah, simon rahu l'shlochav, because shliach shalom kamosa, right? The shliach tzibur is our shliach. If he makes a mistake, that's not a good sign for us because he's shliach shulchatram kamoso. It's ba'adenu. Everything is for us. You go up there, you're praying for us. You're praying for the tzibur. Acherim omru tzorchei al kamarubim, daitim tzara, lahi rasam darshul kem kemaseinu, kem kemim yirin tzorchei, kem kemim yirin deyem tzara, brach ha-shem kem shumat kubich, brach ha-tashirim shumay tzibur. Okay, this is another version of this, of the short prayer. And Rav Chisda says, halacha ka'acherim. Okay. Rav Chisda amar, shalosh brachos rishon, shalosh acharonos, that when you say the tefillah ketzara, you say the first three brachos. What? You still do those, right? And in 31, it says, the Bavli says, that's true about the Havinenu prayer, but it's not true about the Tefillah Ketzara prayer. The two distinctions between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara are, Tefillah Ketzara, you don't say the three brachas before and after. Havinenu, you do. Second of all, when you get home, if you've done Havinenu, you don't have to daven again. If you've said the Tefillah Ketzara, you must daven again. And if by the time you get home and you said tefillah, ketzor al hadarach, and you missed the zman tefillah, the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to daven as if you forgot your tefillah altogether. You have to daven twice the next tefillah. That's how we pass. So again, you got that? So yeah. If you daven tefillah ketzorah, and you get home, let's say it was, mincha, you daven the tefillah ketzorah, and you got home, it was already nighttime, you have to daven two times ma'ariv.
We talked all about when a tefillah ketzorah is used, but it's
about the trigger. So the trigger is, let me read you the Shulchan Aruch inside, so you won't be hearing me. You hear the Shulchan Aruch. It says the following. It's very interesting. This is Siman Kuf Yud. It's very interesting that the way the Siman is laid out, it says, okay, is B'shas HaTchak, this is the way it begins. B'shas HaTchak, you're on the Derech, or you're in a Mokim, which is taught where you're Torah, you're afraid that they're going to interrupt you, or you can't have Kavana, for tefillah arucha, for whatever reason, right? It's very busy. So in Mespalo, after the Gimel Rishon is Havinenu, and then you'd say the Gimel Achronos. Although you can't do that if the Simasak Shalom, you can't do it Mitzvah Shams either because you have to say Abdullah. Now, Haholech, that was Sif Aleph. Sif Gimel is Haholech B'makom Gedude Chai of the Listen. That's already Sakona. That's Sakona. That's not stam. Then I'm. That's the difference. Then you say the tefillah ketzara. Okay. Mispalat tzarki am from Merubim. Vein tzarach lo legimor rishas lo legimor achronos. Mispalat oisu b'derach kishuhu mahalef. You don't have to stop. You can keep traveling. V'miyachal la'am oimed kishagir liyishuv niskara dayt. Because of mispalat tzvos yud ches bachos. Okay. I just want to point out what's very interesting here. So that I was wondering the same thing. So if Lamaisa, you're not yards to the field with it, so why bother?
Both are similar in the sense that they're not here, that's not the field is passing. You have to do something. Yeah. Yeah, but you have to do tashlumin, so it doesn't do anything. Yeah. It acknowledges that you are aware that it's happening.
Well, it's not a problem at all. What is it accomplished exactly more than the tefillah sadarach? I'm not sure what the answer is to this question. I mean, we'll have to buy into this question. What exactly is the tachas of it? Is it more of the same where the tzibur is doing something and you want to show that you have a will to be attached to what the tzibur is doing? It's kind of like that kind of an idea, but you're not actually being yotze the chiyuv tefillah. I guess that's a pshat. Yeah. Again, we keep saying this, the Rambam says tefillah is mitzvah d'oraisa. And so it's a kiyum in the mitzvah d'oraisa for sure to say Hoshe is Abba Yisrael, because you're making a bakasha from the Bodhisattva. So a kiyum in the mitzvah of Bodhisattva, you are Makayim. However, the din d'rabbanon of tefillah hamimcha, which you're Mechuyiv to do also, you weren't Makayim. So I guess we want you to have a kiyum d'oraisa at that time. That's the best I could say. Right? But I wanted to just point out over here, it's very interesting. In this same siman, Kuf Yud, so the first sif is about Havinenu, the third sif is about the tefillah ketzara and that sort of thing. And then the last sif is the rule of, he talks a little bit about tefillah sadarach. The last sif is when someone who goes into base medrash is mispalel, the shleach shel b'dvar halacha. That's sifchas. Isn't that interesting? They put them all together. What's the message? Message is when you go to Beis Medrash, it's pikuach nefesh. It can be dangerous. Okay, that's what it says over here. It's Tony, let's keep going. Mispalo machak to meyatzrocha. What do you have to do? First thing you do is you mispalo. It means you're mishabech and kodesh baruch hu, and then you ask for what you need. And is tani, I'll just say the other way. For tamei atzrocha, first you ask what you need, and then mispalo, which means, mispalo, I think here only means to be say baruch hu, right? Or I'm not sure. The Tei Moshe says on mispalo on tefillah yud ches, Yakaki Baket Strok of Haprotius. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I thought that's what we
say. We had like a focus until whether or not tomorrow, whether they're going to sleep first, and then die first, or then say sleep first, and then die first. Is that fit into here?
Could you say before you daven? I mean, maybe it fits in there. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, we're a little bit behind schedule here, so let's move. We're going to get through this a little quicker now. The one who says you say tefillah first, and then the tzrachim says you, the marker is from this pasuk tefillah ani ki yatov, and then it says of Hashem yishpoch sicho. So it seems to be tefillah, and then sicha, which would be his requests. The one who says first you do a request, and then you do a spouse, because it says in the pasuk, the shmael harina, and then el hatfila, harina referring to your request, and then the tefillah to the prayer. Now it happens to be that the Bavli learns these same sukkim for just the opposite approach in the footnotes, so you can see that. Okay. But the view of the sages is, in other words, not there's not an order, but you stick it in Shmona Esrei. If you have something specific, you put it in Shmaya Tfila, which is probably Ahanaga. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Kiyah, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Sarachan, Mosbal, Makashum Yechel Tfila. This is person should daven place, which is designated for Tfila, so you should daven in Shul. Okay, matam chomakim asher asker shmi asher tasker shmi yinksiv kan. It says every place where I will mention or I will cause to mention my name, so that's where I will come to you and bless you. So it doesn't say that you will mention, but it says I will mention, right? Or that my name is mentioned, which means the way he's translating it here is it's mentioned constantly. It means that my name is mentioned constantly. And there's a famous Mishnah in, by the way, this is learned from the Shmuel Harina Malat Tfila, Mamak Harina Shom Tay Tfila in the Bavli. That's how we know you're supposed to daven to Shul. Even Bechidus, if you come home late at night, it's Kedai to come into Shul and daven Meir Bechidus in the Shul. I have to mention this, that Mishnah in Ovis says that how do you know if a person is learning Bechidus alone, that Hashem is kavel oschar. The Mishnah Novus quotes this pasuk: "Cholmokem asher az kira shemi avoy lecha uveyarticha," because kol haTorah kula is shmeis of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why there's a remez to Talmud Torah in this pasuk also, and the language that Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in his Nefesh HaChaim, in his Ruach Chaim, he writes: "Az kira shemi, I cause my name to be mentioned." It's a pshat. Because the only way a person can learn Torah is through the siyua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's askir Hashemi, I'm causing you to be able to learn Torah. Very kedai, Ruach Chaim, to know that. Okay, Amar Tanchum Bar Hanina, Tzorachanum Yachad HaMokum Beis HaKnesses Pal. This is the din of having a mokum miyuchad for davening. What's it called? A mokum miyuchad. Mokum kavua. Umatam. What's the reason? And Bavli, I think, learns this out from Avraham Avinu because it says Vayamid Elam Makom, right? Asha Amachu. But here the Bavli quote, the Yerushalmi quotes a different pasuk. By David Ba on Haroi Shasha Ishtak Vashom Lokim in Ksiv Khan. It doesn't say David came to the hilltop where he bowed, which would imply a single instance of service. Elo Asha Yishtak Vashom Lokim. Where he would bow, which means it was regularly used for bowing. Next, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Kalba, Rabbi Brechi, Rabbi Kalba, Rabbi Sibo, Meitivo, Hashem, Rabbi Abduma, the Bin Chayfo. Okay, all these people. You have to turn to the wall. There's only so much wall space, but if you can get a wall space, it's kedai to pray near the wall. Ma Tam, why? We learn it out from Chizkiyo. But Yasser, Chizkiyo, Panov, El Hakir. Of course, this is because he has been told by Yishai that he's going to die, and he turns his face to the wall, and he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him life, which he has granted. Since it says the word Hakir, it doesn't say Elkir, but it says Hakir, it sounds like there is a specific wall that he has in mind. So the Gemara has a couple of different versions of this. First version, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Bekira Shal Rachav Naseinov. So we're talking about the wall of Rachav. That's where she had her house. Her house was built into the wall. Now, the part Pshuto Shemekra over there is because the fact that she has her house in the wall means that wayfarers can get to her house. She's a zona. They can get into the wall without being seen. It's private. Okay, that's the pshat. Amalafon of Rebbeinu Shalom, Rachav Hazoyner Shtei Nefashas Hitzolocho. She just saved two nefashas, the two shluchim that Yehoshua sent to spy out the land. Look how many lives were saved. The end of the tefillah is going to be, skip to the next column, just to finish off his tefillah. Avaisai Shekuvu Locho, Kol Hagerim Ha'elu, Allah has come to come. So my forefathers who brought all these converts, in other words, she just saved her family, but my forefathers, meaning Shlomo and David, and there were so many converts at that time, it says in 22, that during those reigns, there were 150,000 people that converted to Judaism. So, okay, so that's his, so he's basically turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and making a Kal V'chaimer from Rachav, that his tefillah should be listened to in the schos of his avos. The Gemara parenthetically inserted, that they took out not only the people who were included in the promise, which were her brothers, her mother, father, brothers, every right. It also says all her family. She had 200 people in her family, and they went and married 200 other families. So then, so they all got saved. All those additional families, so you can have, in theory, thousands of people.
Did they have to be in their
house? Yes. Does it say that? It says that, right? I don't see it in the notes. That's a good point. I'm not sure. That sounds reasonable. But how many people could you already fit in that little house in the wall, right? It doesn't sound reasonable that there would be room for so many hundreds of people. Another version, not the Kirov Rachav, but he was thinking of the Beis HaMikdash. So there was apparently, what do they call these people? This is the prophets complaining about the behavior of the kings. So they were these kings and nobles that were lived close to the Beis HaMikdash. And even though they were close to the Beis HaMikdash, so they were still being over by the Zohar, and they weren't doing tshuva and so on and so forth. But the fact was, they chose to be close to the Beis HaMikdash. So they recognized that location as being of value. So he sees this, he says the following, notwithstanding their sins, they were great in that they built their homes immediately adjacent to the temple. So they would hear all that transpired there. So this is what it says in the Gemara. They were great people. They couldn't go all the time. They daven in their houses. He considered it as if they were in the Beis HaMikdash. So Abaisai, my forefathers, they built the Beis HaMikdash. So Allah has come and become, surely, that meaning that my tefillah, which is next to this wall, should be heard, even though I'm sick and I'm in bed, I can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, but my tefillah should be heard. A third interpretation of the wall, it's the wall, his forefathers. It's his forefathers. He came from Shlomo and David. That's what we're saying. Exactly. The Holy Temple was built by King Solomon.
Yeah.
And he's saying that that's what he keeps saying. This course, right? Who brought? Right. Correct. That is correct. The third one is Bekirish HaShunam Esnosa Eino. He looked at the wall of the Shunam. Shunemar, Asano Aliyas Kir Katana. Let's make a small walled attic. Shunamis makes one wall for Elisha. Hakiesa Esbenot, you saved her son. Right? He brought him back to life. Avoisai, my forefathers. They built the holy temple. At least they should also certainly grant me my life. She got her son saved on the basis of one wall. So my forefathers, I should also be saved. Finally, the one that makes the most sense to me. It's just strange to me that, you know, he's trying to think of trying to, the guy's done, you know, he's been just told he's going to die. So who's he thinking of? Rachav, Shunamis. What are you thinking of these people for? Why don't you think about yourself? Kiros Libo, he looks into his own heart. I like that chant the best. May I, I feel like Kiros Libo. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. My innards shudder. The wall of my heart are in turmoil. I'm with the fun of a better shalom. I looked at my whole 248 Evarim. I didn't anger you with even one of my Evarim. So Allah has come to comment to us in the Nashi. Surely you should say, okay, Adkan. Good to know.